Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's Blog Talk Radio time. 6:30 in the morning, you're hearing me from Tallahassee, a place where something is blooming. It's making me barely able to function in the morning. What the heck is with the allergies? I don't normally get them too bad, but this year's been bad. But hey, first world problems, allergies. So this is pretty fascinating. Thanks so much for listening in. This is a little bonus show that popped up. I was looking at the schedule, and anybody that kind of follows me knows I'm working on trying to do 4 shows before July 1st. So, and I already had previously scheduled one out for later this month on early morning on May 20, on Saturday, May 20, and then another one in June, in early June. And originally I was thinking I will do it, you know, sometime later on in June, but work schedule and the rest of it made it impossible, and lo and behold, I don't know where that came up from, that term. I don't even like saying it. It doesn't sound right when I say it, but it fits. So anyway, so sure enough, I like that one better. I'm here now. So this is actually the 4th show, if you're going by how when you scheduled them. Yes, it's the last show I scheduled, but it preceding the other 2 shows. So in reality, it's show number 2 of 4 before July 1st. So why do them? This is a thought experiment, a wonderful hobby, a great thing to do, to decide if you want to keep doing it. You know, and it's a fun little free thing, if you're so inclined to speak your mind. So if you got something to say, definitely check out Blog Talk Radio. And that's what I'm doing yet again. I talked and talked for a few years and gave it up, and now I'm trying it again for a few minutes, at least for till July 1st, and then we'll decide if one schedule allow a kind of a regular show to happen. And then after that, the time and energy it takes to put these on, the research that's involved, again, all great things I enjoy to do. But the problem is having that free time to be able to sit down and do it. So we'll see. I mean, that's what this year is about. And if you want to call in, of course, it's always an option. It doesn't just have to be old Doc Rob Photostop, a.k.a. Zach, talking. It can also be you. So if you want to call in today, your call-in number for this episode is 516-531-9521. Again, your call-in number is 516-531-9521. And you're listening to Doc Rob Photostop, coming to you from Tallahassee in Florida, the capital of Florida. And I'm normally from out in Quincy now. Quincy and Gretna, that are just outside Tallahassee. And it's a neat area. I'm actually house sitting in the city, so I'm down here taking care of a cat and a house and a bunch of plants. Excuse me, did not need a yawn sometimes, especially this early in the morning. But normally I used to do the shows in the evening, and I might want to go back to that at some point. Just again, when work schedules and the like, sometimes the early mornings are a little tough. don't know if you can hear that background sound. You have the fog rolled in, a little rain actually came in, which was really nice. And then we had the, of course, the birds are, these aren't so much the migratories. They've already kind of gone back north, but a few months ago, but this is definitely a flyover area. These are kind of the birds just hang out year round. But so what are we talking about today? News, politics, all that sort of thing. The news is, it's interesting. It's definitely reactionary. You never know what you're going to get when you take a look at your news feeds and the like. One that kind of somebody pointed out to me yesterday, my wife, it was, you know, she spotted this one, and I saw it a couple days before, and it's one of those I didn't really, I mean, I cared, but you didn't care because there's so many of these, so many that float through. Again, that's the odd number two. Yikes. But I'll make it. This is actually only a 15-minute show. These shows, the free shows at Blog Talk Radio, can be either 30 minutes or 15 minutes, and this one happens to be a 15-minute. Because after I hang up with you, I will have some coffee and hopefully stop the yawning. But she pointed out the, I guess, the tweet message to the FBI Comey guy and just said, you know, you better hope there's not a tape around that's going to prove, you know, some threat or whatever. And it's, you know, it almost implies, are you taping? Are you taping conversations? Or, you know, maybe he thinks the other guy's taping conversations? I don't know. I mean, with the smartphones now, anybody can walk around with a recorder and, you know, and record things. It's just, you know, it's very Nixon, 1970s, you know. And I don't know. I mean, the media in Washington feeds on this stuff. It, you know, ultimately, a lot of it doesn't affect local people, but, you know, sometimes it will, especially when funding issues come up and, you know, certain laws and taxes and the like. But, yeah, you can't keep up with it. And that's the thing. Do you want to? Do you check out? So, and then we'll talk a little bit, you know, we'll touch on how real change happens in your own life and in the big picture. You know, because people kind of lament all the, oh, this is happening or this is changing. And if you don't like it, you know, I'm starting to think the only really effective way is to walk away. And one, it changes it instantly for you. You're no longer having to deal with it in a lot of cases. Sometimes there's some, you know, some after effects, or, you know, whether it be financial loss or those, you know, stuff like that. But for the rest of it, for the, but for a lot of things, you know, if you move away from it, you walk away from it, you move, physically move out of its circle, so to speak, of trouble or effect on you. You know, one, it helps you, it gets you out of the situation. But then, if you go forward from that, you know, if enough people walk away and stop participating in whatever it is, I'm trying to think of an example real quick to give you, but, well, the election process, for an example, everybody, oh, it's corrupt and I can't stand the two parties and all this. If enough people just physically stopped voting, you said, sorry, no, checking out, not doing it today, you know, or if enough went to a third party and just threw all their support behind them. I think the third parties combined this last go-around got about 9-10% of the vote, which isn't too terrible. It's better than in some years past. It's not as good as when Perot did his run in, you know, 92. I think he got almost, what, 20? You know, 18-20%. So it'd be nice if enough people were fed up. And that definitely shows you about what was going on at the end of the Cold War in this country. You know, why somebody like Perot could have done so well then. And, you know, the two parties are so desperate to keep third parties down now is because of what happened back then, I think. I think nobody was really prepared, and now the two parties are, you know, they have enough hoops to jump through. It's harder for somebody like a Perot to come up. And that's probably how Trump ultimately got in. He tapped in and convinced people that he was the next Perot, when ultimately, you know, the last 110 or so days has proven he's nowhere like that. If anything, he's just like all the rest before him, you know, if not a little worse. But we're down to the last 90 seconds on this short show, and that's the thing about the short shows, they go back. Thanks so much for listening in. This is show number 2 of 4 before July 1st, and we'll pick up two more. There's one in a week on May 20 in the morning, and then we'll do another one on in June, and then we'll wrap it up. And by that show, we'll know. You know, we'll kind of sit down and decide. And I'll let you know. I'll have the talk, and we'll talk it out, and we'll figure out if we're going to keep on keeping on. But thanks so much again for listening, and thanks so much for Blog Talk Radio for allowing hosts to host. And I will find you on the other side later on. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.